Chaim, just last Gemara again, that Mem Vav in the base was, that the Yom HaRava, Hai Reya, the Kain Magil, the Gildi, if you have the Reya, the lungs, that have scabs on it, Rasuch Muchmi, black spots, Chazusa, Chazusa, different color spots, Ksheira. Even though there are spots on the lungs, as long as there's no hole there, it, the animal is still kosher. You cannot compare like two buas, two bubbles on the areya, on the lungs. So Rashi says the case is that a bua like a bubble there, shenikra brei, that made a neck and made a hole in the lungs, and the place where the tabach, the butcher or the shaykh does not touch there. So you cannot be told that this bua came because of the tabach. Now the question is, we don't know if this happened before Shechita to say that the animal was treifel, or maybe still this first happened after Shechita. So you don't know, so you don't have a, or you don't have the right to take another lung like, Rashi Zaynavi like Bua Cheris, another type of a bubble on the lungs, Lak, if it's being close to this, or Lemekfoy, to make a hole there, for Lewis to see in the Maris on the Kovim, if they look alike. In other words, you first make this hole after the Shechita. So try and tell if they both look alike. If they look alike, you want to be able to say that the first hole also first came after Shechita. This is not a matter. You cannot do this. That's as loch as ain makif and bavua. You cannot compare like two bubbles when you have a hole in it to say that just like this one happened after Shechita, the first one also happened after Shechita. And the reason is because each one is different, they have different colors. The Yomar Rav also says, Hani Tati Uni, the two lobes from the five lobes of the lungs, the Srichel Adod, like are attached to one another. Lest Lubadiki, you cannot check it out. You have to be afraid the reason why it's attached is because there's a neck, there's a hole between the two. Now, Vloyamar, this is only Seyel Lishkek Yisidron, means the third lobe got attached to the fifth lobe. They're not attached, they're not really one, two, three. Not one and two and two and three. It's like Kisidrum, then we say it's like a nekev. Our Kisidrum, let's say the lobe number one got attached to lobe number two, then Hainu Visayu, that's the way it's grown, that's the way normally, that's not called the Sircha, that's not called the Trefa. And Rashi says, the Pshat is that Zu Magina Zu, one lobe protects the other one. Vahadra Bor, and then it'll become, it'll heal up again. So even though there is a nekev there, still since they stay attached one to another, they don't move around that much. Here it's hard to borrow, become healthy again. Yeah, now we're holding on top of that Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. The Yom HaRov Rebbe says like this, that Hani Tati Buya, again we have like these two blisters, two bubbles on the Reya, on the lungs, the Smichi Labadi, that they're close one next to another. The Rebbe holds less Lubadi Kusa, there's no way to check him out, like to see that there's no neck, there's no hole. Because he learns for sure, as he says, that Kimu L'Rebbe, the only reason why they're close to one another is because there was a neck, if there was a hole there. So therefore, it's called a trephis. So the Gemara says, what's going to be chodah? Let's say really it's only one blister like. Or mischazi katati, but inside it looks like two. So we don't know if it's really two separate ones or just one big one. So the answer is maisinon silua. We bring there like a thorn. Or bezimun lo, and we like poke it. To make it bust open. So Ishav Chaladodi, if you see that the mucus inside like runs from one to another, if so, Chodihi Uksheira, it's really only one like Bua, and therefore we say it's kosher. But Vilay, if they don't run into one to another, then Tati Nino, then it's like two separate bubbles, like two separate pulses, and then a trefa, then it's considered for sure there was a nekev there, and therefore it's a trefa. Now the Yom HaRov, Rav, it says, Hey Unya, Isla L'Reya, Hishno, the lungs have five lobes to it. Hey Unya, Isla L'Reya, Apa Kalfe Gavra, means if the face of the lungs is like facing you, Apa Kalfe Gavra, facing the examiner like, so then Tlosimimina, there are three lobes on the right side, Vertati Mismela, and two lobes on the left side. Now what's going to be, but there is a Chosir, or Yeser, let's say there's less than five, less than three, less than two, or yes, let's say there's more, or Chiluf, or else let's say it's the opposite way around, on the right side there are only two, and left side there are three, then Trefa, and see the animals are Trefa. Sefer's Negev to know when you're holding up the lungs facing you, then you have to have three on the right and two on the left. Anything different, you make it a treifer. Most says, who yisert the yasser lekayim the reima. To once a shiloh is an animal that's lungs had an extra lobe. So they brought it in front of the reima. To ask the reima, what's the locha? So yosef rav acha abovo, rav acha was sitting like on the outside door. So amalei, rav acha, like when the shayl came outside the door from the reima, rav acha asked him amalei, my amalecha, what did reima tell you? So amalei, so the person that asked the shayl told back rav acha and said, achshu analei, then reima told me, the animal is kosher, the kosher animal is not called the treifa. Amalei, rav acha said, Hod Ayla Kamei. So like Rav Acha told the show, go ask him the Shiloh again. Like it's not true, it's Rav Acha held, but it's a treifa. So Omalei. So he went inside, and Reima told the show again, told the person again, Omalei. Zil Eimalei Laman the Yosra Bevas. And Reima understood what happened. And Reima told him, listen, you go tell Rav Acha, the one that's sitting outside by the door, that you should know, Lesuchas the Kavos of the Reva, be a Sertor. We do not task like Reva. Even the Reva before said, that if there's a yeser, or a chaser, or a chilif. It's a treifa. I'm raying the head, we don't talk like that. And even though there's an extra load, still, it's kosher. Samara says, Tahani Lili, when does the raying say this? That we have, even though there's an extra one, still it's kosher? Tekaima b'dari dunya. Only if the extra load is still like on the same line as the other lobes. If it's still in the same line, then it's okay. But if this new, the extra lobe is in between the lines of the other one, then it's treif. If it's below it or above it, still in the same row as the other lobes, then it's a treif. Shemara says, what happened once was, Ahu bein ebein is once a case. That this lobe that was in between, that the extra lobe was in between the other two lobes. So the Yosla Kaim of the Ravashi, they brought it in front of Ravashi. So Ravashi in the Mitzvah, Ravashi saw it to say it's Treifa. So even though Amraim said before, Taskan is Mutas Kshera, but it's only they're all in the same line, but they're different out of the place, then it's called the Treifa. So Ravashi thought to say the animal should be a Treifa. Oh, Malay Rav Huna. Rav Huna said back that Ma Baravira, his Omar Rav Huna Ma Baravira, he said back like this, that Kol Hani Chiyurei Braitsa Hochi Yislu, you should know all the animals, that's the way they have their lungs. As in his times, it was normal for all the animals that pasture in the open fields, that that's the way they have the extra lungs. And therefore, it's not called a Treifa. The Korinu Tavchi Inunisa Adudoi. That's what the butchers called it. The butchers called it extra lobe now. They called it, in Yusa, the Vadoi, as if to feel like a little rose. It looked like a rose. This extra lobe of the lungs looks like a rose. So therefore, since all the animals have like that, it's not called a treifa. That's the way they grow. And the Gemara says now, Vahani Minimim Migavoi. When was this said? Only if it sound like in front. If the extra lobe is only found in front of the other two, then it'll be kosher. Aval agaba. Let's say you find this extra lobe in the back of the lungs. Aval agaba. Then afilo ketar for the asa treifa. Rashi says it means to say even though it's so small, ketana koola shel hadas, it's so small as a leaf from hadasim. Still, if it grows on the back of the limb, then it's a treifa. No matter how small that extra lobe is on the back, it's a treifa. When do we say it's kosher only in the front of the lungs? If it grows on the back of the lungs, then it's a treifa, no matter how small it is. The Russian is avulagaba, but on the back, afilu ketar for the yas, even like a leaf from adasim, is also treifa. Now, Omar Rafram says like this: Hayreya didomili ufta treifa. If you have the lungs that's doyma l'ufta, yishno is treifa. Rashi says, bekas eitzim. If doyma is a piece of wood, that's a treifa ready. Now, what do you mean to say? Zikudiyami, some say, bechazusim, it's to say the way it looks. If it looks like a piece of wood, yishno, that's a treifa. Zikudiyami, some said, no, begishta, meant to say if you feel it. Like if it feels hard, like a piece of wood, That's the treifus. So not that it's ramish hard straight through and through. Just means when you touch the lungs, it feels a little bit hard, like a piece of wood. And the first sheet is no, it just looks like a piece of wood. That's also a treifa. Now, right, the same thing over again is ikad yami. Some say dinaficha. Rashi says it means to say nasa mazona, kid the kasa turned white like wood. Meaning to say it only looks like wood. That's a treifa. Not that it has to touch like wood, but if the lungs just turn white like a piece of wood, that's a treifa. And ikad yami. Some say tefachiza. Tefachiza, Rashi says kosher. Final name gishta. No, some say means it turned like wood, means it's hard. It feels like a piece of wood. Now, v'ikadiyami, some say, t'shiya, t'nesla chituchadunya. And some say, that's what it means to say, that's what Raph was meant to say, the reya is like a piece of wood. It's a trefa, means to say it's so smooth that you cannot tell the separations of different lobes. You can't tell that there's a separation in the lungs. That's also a trefa. That's called the shi, it's so smooth. The rest of the you can't see like the separations, the cuts, the cracks between one lobe and the next lobe. The Amar Rav, Rav says, ke kuchla ksheira, if the lungs look like a kuchla, Rashi says, seva kochol shukumara, that looks like a little bit red. If the lungs look a little bit red, it's still ksheira, that's not a treifa. So exactly what kolis is, I'm not sure. Rashi says, shukumara lezuyur, layorak vle shochol. Not green, it's not black. Some say it's blue. Kitzra kachuch letzuk sheva. Kid yusa treifa, but the lungs turn like black. La kid yusa, then it's a treifas. The Yomer Rav Chanina, shochor odom hu el shalako. And then says like, why? How do we know to say it is turned black? It's a statement that it's a treifa tick. The Yomer Rav Chanina, shochor, if you have like dark blood, there is a shan hukas nida. What color of dam is tumas nida? So the chnina holds, even shach, if the blood looks black, it's also tumas nida. Why? Because Adamu really was red blood, started out to be red. And the shalaka became sick. The kids you see when something is black, it's a proof that it became sick. That's why if the lungs turn black, that's also similar to treifa. You like, let's say the lungs turn green, then shayr is still called kosher, nidu have nothing. Aduma, let's say the lungs turn red, is kshir also midi rabbi nasan, it's also kosher midi rabbi nasan halacha. What's the proof? The title went like this. Rabbi nasan said, Pamachas one time halach to lakacha yom. He once went to an island on a city near the ocean. Bos yishachas, a lady came to him, lefnei shemola b'na rishon. What happened was she made a bris milah on the first son, and later the son died b'shas milah. Sheni, she had a second son, she made a bris milah on him, and later the second son also died. Shlishah, now she had the third son, heviyosan lefonai. She brought her son, the third son, in front of Rabbi Nassim. And Reisis, or Nassim saw, Shoye Odom, that he was red. Omati lo biti, himtini loi, like wait a while until the blood saps him, becomes part of his body. Like you saw, it was a little bit too red. The blood's on the skin only, on the surface. It wasn't dissolved inside. So he told her, wait for the rest of a while, until the dam gets absorbed in the body. So she waited. Umola, then she made a rest of milo. Umola, I say. And the third son lived. And she called the name of the son, Nosan, upon my name. So Kitsi, you see that red is a similar to kosher, it's okay, it's healthy still. Now he said of Nosan, Vishuv Tamach, another time it happened, that Halach Dundinas Kiputkiya. He once went to the city Kiputkiya, and the same thing, Bosa Isha, lady came in front of me, again, Shemola Bino Rishon Ameis, Shem Yumei Shlisha Sabiyas Lefonai. Research, I saw the third son, Yorick, that he was too green, so he touched the boy for the hoya badam. So he touched the boy, like he examined the child for the hoya badam bris. He didn't see any dam by the bris, by the mini. He didn't see any dam. There was dam in the body yet. So Marty lost. So he said to her, "Dito Madora, hamtini, wait a while. Hamtini liachipo badamai. I thought I'll have more blood in the system, and then you can make a bris mila." So hamtini loy, she waited. Then she made the verse Milan, she had the Milan done to him. Vrachoy, and the son lived. Where Yekoy, Noisa, Nosna, Babli, Hashemi, also that lady called the son's name after me, Nosan. So the kitzur from these two mices, we see that the color red and green is not really a sickness in the son, in the person. So it didn't develop yet. So then by the ray also, by the lungs also, even though it turns green or red, it would not be a treifa. Still a kosher animal. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Kano, Kikavdo, Ksheiro, Kabisro, Treifa. Now let's say the lungs turn to the color of the covered of the liver, so it's Ksheiro. Even though it looks like the liver, that's okay. But Kibisra, if the lungs turn the same color as meat, then it's a treifa. Rashi says, Baruch Kimu, here's how he knew this. To Baruch Yevu, so this shows that the animal is sick, and this shows it's not sick. They said, Necha, what's the symptoms? Remember this? Because it says, Ubosa basa de treifa. If it looks like bosa, like meat, then it's a treifa. So a kiss of the lungs turn to the color of bosa, to the meat, that's a treifa. Omer Rav Soma Burei Berevo Haireya Didamya Kikashusa Ukumariko. If he has the lungs that's Daima Kikashuta Kikashusa Ukumariko Ukagain Deyusa, that's a treifa. Rashi says these colors are like green, but a stronger green, so that's a simen, that's a treifa. Rashi says, like Kumara Marika Karku, my Kumara Batesim. So what looks like the egg, the yolk of the egg, that these colors, then it's a simen that the animal's a treifa. So more is the question, so they're telling me this, a color like Kishusa Kamarika, type of green, that it is a treifa. El Yeruka Dikshay Rechidamya, before we said that it was green as Kshayra. So what is that case like? Hechiz more said, Hechidamya Kikarsi. There it's green like karsi. So get the different shades of green. One is ksheira and one is a treifa. Green karsi means like the leek. If it looks like the leek, then it's kosher. Now the Gemara says, Omer Ravina says, Otum bereya. Let's say a part of the lungs that you want to blow it up, and it's like clogged up there. The air doesn't go through. No zika, no wind goes into that part of the reya. It's clogged up there. So autumn bread like this, usually you take the lungs, after they shech the animal, they take the lungs out of the animal, and like blow it up, and the mamish comes up, looks like real lungs. That's when they blow it up, it's stuffed up there, it doesn't go through. So what do? My thing in sakin, we bring a knife, they carry in there, and we cut through there, the place that's autumn, the place that's clogged up. Now, yisbo muglo, if there's some, let's say like a post inside this, a mugla, then vadai machlas mugla heavy yukshera. The reason why it was stuffed up, because there was post there, and that's what stuffed it up, clogged it up, therefore it's yukshera. Now relay, let's say you don't find any post there, then masvinin Allah gatsva oireka. We put on top of that place there either a feather, or else you put some spit there, and now you still blow through. Ima vatsvitsa yukshera. If it moves a little bit, then the kitty sees some air could get through there, even though it looks clogged up, but something could go through, then the animal is ksheira. He lay treifa, but it's clogged up so much that not even when you blow in now any air, it doesn't even move the feather or the bubbling, and then it's a treifa. That was clogged up so much, that's the proof the animal was a treifa. Now, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Krum sholomach masmaka bereya. Let's say that the lungs got hit, and there's a krum, a membrane grew over the maka. Is ain't a krum? That's not called a krum. That's not protected. And therefore, let's say, you know, there was a nekiv there, and just this krum, this membrane is covering it over. It's still a treifa. That does not protect it. It still remains a treifa. Rashi says she says the list is going to eventually open up. The chol sircha dereya. Rashi says all the sirchas. Every time the lungs like stuck together a little bit. We always see that's called the krum el lamachmas makain. Even though when you have a sircha, when the two lungs like are cut together and you cut it open separately and still no hole goes through it, no wind comes out, there's still it's a treifa. Because you have to be afraid, really there was a nekiv there. Just right now, this krum is protecting it. But the lacha is the krum is not a good protector. Therefore, it's still considered a treifa. Now, the Yomer Rabbi Yosef also says, Hi, Reya Diyavsha, if you have this lungs that when you blow into it, it makes a lot of noise there. You hear noise when you blow up the lungs. See, Yadin and Heicha Avshak we had before. If you know where the noise is coming from, like we're afraid maybe there was a hole there. So Manicha Nala Gatfa, put over there again a feather. Oy Gila Oy Reka, put something there over it, like a straw or some spit there. Seim Mevasta, so if these things move there, Trefa. That's a simin that there's really a hole there. That's called the Nekiv and the Rei, and that makes a Trefa. Here the hole is coming, the ear is coming on the outside of the ear, of the lungs. Before we want to make sure the ear goes through the lungs, that was Kshira. But here that the lungs are coming on the outside of the lungs, that's a trefa, that's a neck of the ear. Vilay, if no ear comes through, then Kshira. Why is it Kshira? We hear some noise there. So it must be that sure, as we had before, there are two krum, there are two membranes over the lungs, only the inside one had the neck of, but not the outside one. So the outside krum is still protecting it, therefore the animal is Kshira. What's going to be the Vilo Yadin and Law? Let's see, they now know exactly where the noise, which part of the lung clearly the noise is coming from. Then Maisi, we bring Meshechusa de Maya Pshura, bring like a bucket full of lukewarm water, or Mesuna Law de Gavo, and stick the lung inside this water. So Bechamimi Law, you can't use hot water, de Katsi. That makes it shiver. It comes tight together, put into hot water. The Kree will have to bring it into cold water, also not to Matashi. It makes it too hard. Also, you won't be able to harden it. You won't be able to tell it whether there's a hole there or not. El Abad Kinan La Bitshua, the eight serves to put into lukewarm water. So, if now there's some air coming out, some bubbling coming out, then it's a trefa. That's a proof to say that there was a hole in the lungs and therefore it's a trefa. The life, there's no bubbling now. You put the lungs again in the water, and now you blew in there, and you don't find any bubbling coming out, so that's Kshera. Why? Because we say, Titoyin Kshu, the bottom, the inside membrane of the lungs, that has a hole in it. And that's so when you blow it up, the noise comes through there, the air comes through there. But the loy, the top membrane over the lungs, loyinka does not have a neck, it does not have a hole there. And therefore, it's protecting the lungs. Like it says, behind the yavsha, after we hear noise there, ziko de benei u benihu. That's the wind that's coming in between the two krumim, and that's not a trefa since the outer krum is still protecting the inside krum. Now, Omer Ulu says, Omer Reb Yechanan, that reya, if you have the lungs, shenishpecha kekiton, that the inside of it mamish came so liquefied they could just pour it out like a glass. As she says, Shenishpoka Kiton, Bosarei, the meat of the lung itself, Nimuach, like dissolved, but Krumim Shalom, Benishpach, he could pour it from top to the bottom. So Lokhariz, Stokshara, Stokh Kasher. Why? Almok, so what do we see? That the Birchin holds, Ula Nim of Yechin holds, Chesarim Ibifnim, Loishmech Sarim, even though about it still something is missing inside, and Lokhur at the beginning the whole thing was full. And now mamash is like liquefied, zichit like missing inside. Still, it's not called a trefa, since the outside krumim like it's well protected all around. Therefore, just the inside became so dissolved like liquefied. That's not called a trefa. That's al moksava chsar mivifnim leshmichsarin. Eisven, this we have a question. Eisve Rebbe Abba Lula. So Abba is the question Lula. It says Horeya shenikva. If you have the lungs that have a hole in it, or shechosri, or something is missing, that's called the trefa, says the Mishnah. So the question is, my chaser, what is something missing meaning? You learn if one comes in the bachutz that something is mamish missing on the outside of the lungs that you can see it. You say, han nikva, that's not worse, hainu nikva, it's not worse than a hole through the lungs that makes the trefa. So about if something is missing, you see it outside missing, about that's called the trefa. El Rabban, we're talking about midifnin, that the chsaron has to mean that even on the outside it's sholim, but on the inside something is missing. El Rab, midifnin on the inside. Ushramin, if you only have a proof that chsaron midifnin, shemei chsaron, yes, if something is missing on the inside of the lungs, that's also called the chsaron. That also makes a trefa. So how could you say here, though, inside the lungs became liquefied, even though it's chosa there, it's still called chera. And here it's mentioned clearly in our Mishnah that if there's a chsorin in the inside of the lungs, that's also called a trefa. So the Mishnah says no, uloi. The Yerim really pshan our Mishnah is bivachutz. And that's what the Mishnah says, Nikfoi Chosar, it means about Echsorin on the outside of the lung. Something is missing there. Ah, you have the question of Ka'amrit, you have the question, Hainu Nikfo. So what do you have to say two things for? Madach and Nekev, a small hole makes a trefa. Avad a big one, Avad if it's Chosar would make a trefa. So Mor says, Anitla, Tzrich, the Chiddush is, the Rebbe Shimon, according to Rebbe Shimon. The Rebbe Shimon holds, when does the Nekev make the animal trefa? By the lungs, only if the hole goes into the base of funis, the big artery of the lungs, the big cavity in the lungs. If so, when do we say that nekev, only a small hole, less pechsona, no real part of the meat is missing? Our nekev, this pechsona case where there's a hole that has some part of the meat missing, also of the lungs, then I feel that Shimon might up. Even Shimon would agree that the nekev does not have to reach the base of safunis. Even if it does not reach the base of safunis, still it's called a trefa. That's the Mishnah means to say. Nekev means inside the base of safunis. And chosa means, even though it doesn't go that far, still it's called a trefa. Talimor says, Rabbi Chananya, Cholash, Rabbi Chananya once got sick, is all the God be Rabbi Nosson. So Rabbi Nosson came to him like a cholom, the whole Gedolei Ador, all the other Gedolei Ador came to Baka Cholo. And while they were there, Isaac Kameh, they brought with them, they brought the soul, Mashailah, of the lungs, Shenishper Choka Kitun, means that inside it, Mamish, it was so liquefied, it was pouring back and forth, Kikitun, like a jar, means inside the lungs, like it decayed so much there, the Mamish became liquefied like water, it was like shaking back and forth, like water in a jar, and the Yachshra, and still Rabbi Chananya said it was kosher. So my Rav said though, Vudekaimi Sinfunis. It has to be that the Sinfunis, like the main parts, the main arteries of the lungs, the bronchoids, they're still there, they have to still be around. Those tubes have to be there. If those tubes are also dissolved already, then it's a trefa. Rashi says, Shalani Mukoi HaKanukna. So these tubes cannot be melted away. You have to still be kaima. So the question is, Omale Ravacha Bred Ravashi Minoya Dinan. How do we know this? So very good. Like right now the lungs, his mom is shaking back and forth like there's only, it's liquefied inside. So how do we know to say that the tubes are still like still okay? Minoya Dinan. So Omale said like this, My Sinan Tsoya de Kunyo, we bring over there Tsoya de Kunyo, Rashi says Kara Shacheros. We have to bring an earthly plate. That's covered over with lead. It's very smooth. It looks very nice. Kitsi has to bring a glazed, earthly kli. Now, that's called Masinin Tsoya the Kunya. And we like open up the lungs and pour out the liquid inside the lungs into this jar, into this pure, smooth, earthly, glazed jar. Plate. If we can still see, if we look inside it now, if you see there are white streaks, that's a trefa. If you like share, if there are no white streaks there, then it's a trefa. So Rashi says trefa. The yours vade nira she michri hasafunisu. If you see like white streaks there, that's a simon. The white are these tubes that the sifunis. They also became melted down. That's called the trefa. But if we did not see any whiteness there, then we said the tubes were not affected, and therefore it's still kshera. Omer Rav Nachman says, Reya sheni muka, if you have the lungs, sheni muka, you have the lungs that start to decay away, so ukrim shelokayim, but the outside membrane, the covering is still okay, is kshera, that's also called kosher. Rashi says, nimuka means nisroikunom yaleh, became empty by itself. Mitzos a part of it, v'edem nishpach, it doesn't shake like water in a glass, but part of it is like empty. That's called shenimuka, it starts to decay, part of it starts to decay, become hollow inside. But as long as the krum, the outside krum, there's no hole, it's shalim, echem das kshera, there's nothing wrong with the lungs, it's still a sim in the animal's kshera. The Torah says, Tanya Namach, we learn this also, that Reya Shani Muka, if you have the lungs, shenimukal starts to decay, ukrum shalokayim. And the outside membrane is okay. Afilo machzekas revius ksheiro. Even if it's still machzek revius, it's ksheiro. Rashi says it means a chalal chasor and a machzek revius halug. Even if this, we have started to decay, the hollowness, the cavity over there, is the size of a revius halug. That's how big the cavity is. Still it's ksheiro. If just the fact the reya was nimuka, that's still called ksheiro. Now, what's going to be nitlo shalapuchis shelo? Let's say the animal's shalapuchis was taken away. Let's say the womb of the animal was taken away. It's also ksheiro. That's not called the treifa. Shalapuchis, the womb, the animal can still live. Hesliya kovit shelo. Let's say the kidneys, let's say the liver of the animal started to become wormy. Hesliya kovit shelo, the liver became wormy. It happened once, so you might say, the Olo Ole B'nai Asiya, Gimur Regolim Liyavna, and the B'nai Asiya went up to El Regol, they went up Gimur Regolim through Yom Tov Liyavna, Le Regol, they didn't know what the Lacha was, but Le Regol Shlish, and the third Yom Tov, Hetirulem, Father they were matter them, that even though the liver became wormy, still they held the animal, it's still kosher. The kids of the Esther Shalom Yavna 3 Yom Tovim, and followed by the third regal, they gave him the answer to say, yes, it's through Ksheirah, it is not called the Treifus. All right, we'll stop here.